FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Supreme Court on Thursday will take arguments in Donald Trump's appeal of the decision by the Colorado Supreme Court to kick him off the ballot. The thinking is that there'll be a decision of some kind before Colorado's March 5th primary.
People will be watching Donald Trump's three appointees. The president who put them there is now asking them to clear the way for his bid for a second term. Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett. How will they decide?
ABC's Devin Dwyer. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer planning another vote Thursday on the border policy reform bill that Republicans scuttled. A U.S. drone strike in Baghdad killed three members of an Iran-backed militia, including a high-ranking commander, say officials. Militia officials say Wissam Mohammed Abu Bakr al-Sadi was in charge of operations in Syria. The U.S. says it's retaliation for the attack in Jordan that killed three Army reservists from Georgia. This is ABC News. A Chinese-American in custody in Southern California accused of stealing military technology.
Cheng Guanggong allegedly transferred thousands of files from his work laptop to a storage device. U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the files transferred last year had blueprints for infrared sensors designed for space-based systems to detect nuclear missile launches and track ballistic missiles.
This is an individual who had offered to provide military information to the People's Republic of China previously.
Gong is a native of China and became a U.S. citizen more than a decade ago. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The Philadelphia-based federal appeals court shot down claims that New Jersey residents' refusal to wear face masks at school board meetings during the pandemic constituted protected free speech under the First Amendment. The court writing, disobeying a masking requirement is not a means of voicing their opposition. New Jersey's order for masking in schools ended almost 2 years ago. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin have a new website listing all online courses across the system's 13 campuses. The website lists more than 200 online programs and links to the campuses that offer the classes. The UW system is facing an $18 million deficit by this summer after years of declining enrollment and lower state aid. 4 2-year branch campuses are closing. President Biden and Donald Trump are dead even in the latest Marquette Law School poll. Trump's up slightly when you add in third-party candidates who took a sizable chunk of the votes.
I think it reflects the broad dissatisfaction with both Trump and Biden as the matchup. And so people unhappy with that are expressing it by saying at this point they'd vote third party.
Pollster Charles Franklin spoke with the Devil's Advocates radio show on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wiggeho, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Phoenix. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost 114-106 to the Phoenix Suns. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 34 points, but the team was shorthanded. Damian Lillard out with a sore ankle. Forward Chris Middleton left the game early with an ankle injury. Center Brooke Lopez out for personal reasons. Doc Rivers after the loss.
I thought we fought, hung in there. You knew at some point, you just felt at some point we wouldn't have enough offense on the floor.
Later, Rivers' press conference was interrupted.
Coach, I I wanted to ask you too, like the Phoenix Suns, they kind of had some injury problems early in this season too, and they're looking a little bit fully more healthy now.
Fire alarm, we got to go, man.
I'm joking. Turns out it wasn't a fire, just an alarm on a battery. College hoops, the Badgers are in Michigan to play the Wolverines. NFL, the Packers' new linebackers coach is Anthony Campanile. He spent the last four seasons with the Miami Dolphins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight and plenty of wind for that matter. Rain chances starting to increase as we get closer to sunrise with lows in the lower 40s. Rain on Thursday, breezy, and our highs in the lower 50s. Rain ending Thursday night. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. A lot to talk about here. Ron Wyden, this is interesting. Ron Wyden is my senator here from, you know, from Oregon. He's in the United States Senate, which at the moment, by the way, is voting on this doomed border deal that they had put together at the insistence of Republicans, keep in mind, right? The National Security Supplemental. But anyhow, Ron Wyden has been looking into Harlan Crow. Harlan Crow, of course, is the right-wing billionaire who is not only funding the Republicans, but and Clarence Thomas, famously, you know, bought Clarence Thomas's mother's house and put Clarence Thomas's kid through school and took Clarence Thomas on millions of dollars worth of vacations. But, you know, is also funding, according to press reports, a major funder of No Labels, which may be, you know, the secret weapon that the Republicans have this year. They know that there's no way Donald Trump could beat Joe Biden in an actual matchup. But if they could peel enough votes away from Biden with a third-party candidate, with Joe Manchin or Bobby Kennedy or whoever, then maybe they can do it, right? They're going to try this. So anyhow, that's Harlan Crow, and he's got this yacht. It's called the Michaela Rose. And on his tax filings, he's showing that his yacht, or the company that owns his yacht, has lost $8 million on it. And yet, also in his filings and in his registration of the vehicle, he claims that it's purely a pleasure vehicle, that it's never used for business. Well, you know, think about this in terms of cars, for example. You know, you might have known somebody who was a salesperson who had to drive a lot. Well, you know, you can deduct some of the expenses associated with your car if you have to drive for work. You can deduct, you know, mileage. You can deduct depreciation, wear and tear. You can deduct repairs, you know, depending on how you do it and how you organize it. But basically, you know, if you're using your car in your business, it becomes a tax-deductible expense. But he's got this yacht that he takes Clarence Thomas and Jenny Thomas out on, and he's saying, you know, it's a business. We lost $8 million, but at the same time, he's saying, no, it's not a business. It's just purely for pleasure. And so Ron Wyden wrote him a letter saying the tax code makes abundantly clear that the use of a super yacht for personal purposes is not a legitimate business use, and therefore any related costs cannot be claimed as a deduction. Any effort to characterize a yacht used as a pleasure craft as a business is a run-of-the-mill tax scam, plain and simple. And then he goes on, Ron Wyden goes on to say, you know, your prior responses to this committee have not have done nothing to address the committee's concern. The personal trips to host friends such as Justice Thomas aboard the Michaela Rose have been used to help Mr. Crow avoid or evade paying federal taxes. Additionally, the committee has obtained significant new evidence that the Michaela Rose was not registered with the appropriate maritime authorities as a yacht engaged in trade and transporting charter passengers for hire, This directly undermines claims Mr. Crow has made to various branches of the federal government that the Michaela Rose was a commercial vessel engaged in for-profit yacht chartering activities. Very strange stuff. Remember last week when New Hampshire had their primary and there was that robocall that went all over the state? Apparently some 20,000 or more people got this call, 25,000 robocalls saying, I'm Joe Biden and I'm telling you not to vote because I want you to save your vote. Don't waste it. Save your vote for the general election. And it turns out that it was a couple of guys down in Texas who did this. It was two companies, Life Corporation and Lingo Telecom. And they have launched the Attorney General of New Hampshire, who is a Republican, his name is John Formella, told CBS News, he has launched a criminal investigation into Life Corporation owner Walter Monk. He said the consequence, this is what Formella said, the Attorney General, the Chief Law Enforcement Officer for the state of New Hampshire, he said the consequences to your action will be severe. We don't want it to be the first of many. We want this to be an example for us to point to, but also an enforcement example for us to anyone who would consider to do the same thing. So, maybe some nervous people down in Texas right now? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where this goes. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is possibly facing another challenge to his ballot eligibility. This from New York State. That would be a blow, right? Courthouse News Service reported that New York State Senator Brad Hoylman Sigal and New York City Council members Shikhar Krishnan and Gertrude Fittleston filed a complaint late Tuesday challenging Trump's placement on the ballot. They're saying that, you know, he engaged in an insurrection. And the Board of Elections, this is from their letter, right? The Board of Elections can still uphold the United States Constitution by sustaining our objection and disqualifying Donald Trump from the presidential ballot. Should the Board of Elections fail to do their duty and rule Trump ineligible, I will see them in court. And they go on to talk about the 14th Amendment is unambiguous and Trump committed this crime and, you know, we've got to do something about this and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Finally, Jeanine Pirro, Fox News, has called Joe Biden a wuss because I don't know. But, you know, this was after the drone strike that killed three people, three Americans in Jordan. Well, you know, Biden has now launched something like 50 attacks against these people, against these Iranian-backed people. But nonetheless, Pirro said, the truth is the man just does not project. He does not project confidence. He doesn't project strength. But the bottom line is, you know, when Trump killed Soleimani, that was the end of it. They didn't respond. They knew Trump was serious. And then Jessica Tarlov points out, no, they did respond when Trump killed Soleimani. Two American service members were hit by a missile and died after Soleimani. Well, somehow that had just gotten lost over on the Fox News machine, the Fox noise machine. All right, let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? Richie Z in Chicago. Hey, Richie, what's up?
Number one, I want to thank you for being on the air. I've been listening to you for many years. Thank you because a long time ago, I don't know how many years ago, but I was planning on changing to this Advantage thing. And I didn't do it because of Tom Hartman. And I've been through 14 surgeries, cancer, tumors, and everything else in the last 10 years. But this Friday, I'm going for brain surgery. I have two tumors on the back of my head. And I asked the doctors, I said, what if I had that Advantage program? And I'm going to one of the best hospitals, University of Chicago, you know, for my surgery Friday morning. And they said, if you had that, chances are we would not be able to take you.
Wow.
So thank you, Tom Hartman. May God and his angels be with you forever to bring the word out for the people.
Well, thank you, Richie. I'll take all the blessings I can get. That was very kind of you. And I wish you the very best in your surgery. That's the, you know, brain surgery.
They're going in to do a biopsy to find out what it is because I had a tumor on the left side of my brain, and they zapped it with radiation 2.5 years ago. But this is on the back of my head, and you cannot zap that. You have to find out what it is. So they're going to get a biopsy and then treat me from there.
Well, good luck, Richie. I wish you the very best. Sending light and good vibes to you. Richie, thank you for the call. Thank you for your kind comments. 14 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls in just a moment.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
1260 AM, WLA's radio. Murray's radio station.
It's no secret that some Valentine's gifts require basically no thought, like flowers. Problem is, your special someone also knows they require no thought. I have two awesome gift suggestions that are not only super easy to order, but you'll get rave reviews for your thoughtfulness and taste. I'm talking about super soft and luxurious loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Their popular bamboo pajama set, made from viscose from bamboo, for example, are super soft, stylish, and naturally temperature regulating, so she'll sleep comfortable all night. And you can't go wrong with their bamboo joggers. They have all the coziness of pajamas that she can wear just about anywhere. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. You're golden with anything you order from Cozy Earth this Valentine's Day, and now you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more, all backed by a 10-year warranty. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915, and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Earl Ingram. It's Black History Month. I'm honored to welcome some special guests to talk about it. Professor Bob Harvey will be here this Thursday, February 8th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. We'll discuss Black history like only Professor Bob Harvey can. And you can be part of the conversation, too.
Don't miss the Earl Ingram Show with special guests throughout Black History Month here on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a...
The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
We'll be right back.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know the same folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right, candy and kibble from the same company. You know, it just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust candy makers to know what's best for my dogs Blue and Chewy. I want them to get good, healthy food. And that's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flaxseed, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe, lightweight. There's no thawing, no mess, no fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive. And dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even to picky eaters. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. You can also shop at over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator on their website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. 20 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. What's on your mind today? AJ in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Hey, AJ, what's on your mind today? What's up?
Good to hear from you, Tom. I appreciate the show. Thank you. Just have a question I want to ask you. Joe Biden swore to uphold the Constitution. How can he turn power over to someone who has engaged in an insurrection? How can he do that and still do his duty?
Well, he doesn't turn the White House over to, if Trump were to win and if Trump were to be sworn in, it's not Joe Biden who's turning the White House over to him. It's arguably it's Congress, you know, which has to certify the vote. And it's the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court that has to swear him in. Biden has nothing to do with the process.
Well, couldn't Biden declare martial law and stop it?
You know, Trump tried to do that. He fired the guy at the White House who was the valet or whatever who opens the front door. So when Joe and Jill showed up, you know, to take occupancy of the White House, the front door was locked and there was nobody there to let them in. You know, Trump tried, but no, there's no way to do that, to the best of my knowledge. So,
thank you.
Okay, good talking to you, AJ. Thank you for the call. Ed in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. Wow, the third country to call today. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Oh, not a whole lot. Good to listen to you all the time. When I get the opportunity, though, I'm an alarmist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm screaming loud, what these Republicans are up to. I mean, I had a guy, we're friends, talked on the phone for years, and he tells me the other day, well, I have a different set of facts that I work from than you do. And I said, that's interesting, you know. Let's have a little discussion about critical thinking, something mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, he's got that all rationalized away. I told the guy that I was thinking about, when are they going to come after these representatives and a few senators who were in on this thing?
Right.
And, you know, I can't believe that now the Heritage Foundation is, helping out Trump's people with all this preliminary.
Yeah, they've got a new president who's new a couple of years ago, but they got a new president who's very much Trumpy. I mean, he's loving all things Trump, which is kind of surprising. I mean, well, although Jim DeMint, who used to run the Heritage Foundation, went off and now he's running a right wing, super PAC of some kind or think tank or whatever. But the speech and debate clause is going to make this particularly difficult. And I don't know if that's the reason why the Department of Justice has been so reluctant to go after members of Congress. There is a provision in the Constitution that says that members of Congress, when they are in Congress, when they're doing their work, cannot be held to account under any laws in the United States. Whether they beat each other up. I mean, that happened. Roger Griswold caned, I'm forgetting the guy's name, Matthew Lyon, back in 1790, whatever it was. And, you can't be held responsible for that. You can't be held responsible for slander or for conspiracy or for anything, basically, if you're a member of Congress. So I'm guessing that the speech and debate clause is the thing that's slowing them down, although it's never been tested. It's never been, adjudicated. It's never gone through the Supreme Court. So... But that's my best guess, Ed, other than the possibility that, Merrick Garland's just a wimp.
I mean, here we are watching this slow motion, and seemingly, you know, from all indications, that's why I say I'm an alarmist, this successfully chipping away at, you know, all these democratic features that make us who we are.
Yep.
And, you know, I talk to people who say, well, yeah, maybe, you know, an authoritarian approach, you know, maybe we need to try that. I'm just going, wait a minute. I mean,
Yeah,
they're becoming alarmist.
Yeah, that's the appeal of dictatorship, is that, you know, they get things done. And that's why I say, you know, in my opinion, the Republicans have intentionally broken our system because they want to replace our system with oligarchy, you know, with autocracy, with strongman government. And you know, and the rich in charge, the morbidly rich in charge. And the way
that's
you do
already
that.
What's happening.
Yeah, exactly. And the way you do that is you break things so that people start demanding somebody to come in and fix what's broken.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, it's really shameful. I mean, that's why these people ought to be drummed right out of town.
I agree.
As far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
They're not,
or
not American.
Yeah, at the very least, they should be in front of a grand jury. I'm with you, Ed. I really am, but I'm not seeing any motion in that direction. Ed, I got to move along. But thank you for the call, and thanks for listening to us or watching us down there in the Virgin Islands in St. Thomas. Ragnar in Mount Vernon, Washington. Hey, Ragnar, what's up?
Hello, Tom. Another Viking again.
Indeed.
Anyway, I grew up under Hitler dictatorship in Norway, you know, Second World War. I was pretty young, but some of the memories are, you know, pretty frightening.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we had, you know, we had all, as I said, to have our window blinds closed. We couldn't open them at any time. They took our radios away, and if they were caught hiding your radio away, they would be hauled away, and God knows what, you know, the Germans did to the Norwegian citizens. They didn't allow us to be outside after 8 p.m., and our traumatized parents, who in turn traumatized their children by their actions, you know, it was just a horrendous way to live. So anyway, I'm not sure if that would happen in this country if Trump or whoever gets in there wants to be a dictator, but it's hell on this earth to live under those conditions. So anyway, I thought I'd pass that on, and hopefully people will see what or hear, you know, that what could happen under those conditions.
Well, thank you for your testimony, your witness, Ragnar. It is a big concern, and Trump has said that he's going to do a lot of those things. He wants to shut down the media. He wants to build concentration camps for millions of Americans. He wants to put people from the media, like me, in those concentration camps. And, you know, presumably he wants to come after people like you, too. Ragnar, thank you for the call, and thanks for sharing your personal experience. That's a powerful testimony. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, talk media for the sane among us. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
1260 AM WLAK's radio station.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. You use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Did you know that the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flax seeds, sweet potatoes, and spinach. None of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe. No fridge or freezer space needed.
It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive. And dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Or you can shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator at their website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Supreme Court on Thursday will take arguments in Donald Trump's appeal of the decision by the Colorado Supreme Court to kick him off the ballot. The thinking is that there'll be a decision of some kind before Colorado's March 5th primary.
People will be watching Donald Trump's three appointees. The president who put them there is now asking them to clear the way for his bid for a second term. Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett. How will they decide?
ABC's Devin Dwyer. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer planning another vote Thursday on the border policy reform bill that Republicans scuttled. A U.S. drone strike in Baghdad killed three members of an Iran-backed militia, including a high-ranking commander, say officials. Militia officials say Wissam Mohammed Abu Bakr al-Sadi was in charge of operations in Syria. The U.S. says it's retaliation for the attack in Jordan that killed three Army reservists from Georgia.
Did you know this local ABC radio News. Station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wildfires could be a problem in Wisconsin this spring. The Department of Natural Resources says warm weather and a lack of snow will likely make conditions dry this spring. The DNR says Wisconsin has already had one small wildfire. It was Saturday in Fairchild near Eau Claire. New farmers trying to get their operations started in Wisconsin are learning about leasing land. Kelly Wilfert is a farm management outreach specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension.
Land is very expensive when you're competing against farmers who have assets already built up that they can leverage in order to afford that land.
She says leasing land allows new farmers to invest money in equipment. About a third of all farmland in Wisconsin is leased. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight and plenty of wind for that matter. Rain chances starting to increase as we get closer to sunrise with lows in the lower 40s. Rain on Thursday, breezy, and our highs in the lower 50s, rain ending Thursday night. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it is for a lot of Americans. That's why I stick with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. With over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Alan in DeKalb, Illinois. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Great show as always.
Thank you. Is it DeKalb or DeKalb?
It's actually DeKalb.
Okay. So what's up, Alan?
Yeah. So what I wanted to say is that I think that Biden should revisit the idea of declaring a no-fly zone over Ukraine for two reasons. So one is obviously it would give him a way to go around the Republican obstruction in Congress for funding Ukraine. That's a big one. But two, I believe that if we had a no-fly zone over Ukraine, it would force America to cross swords with Russia, which would make it really tough for our pro-fascist autocratic MAGA types to continue openly supporting Ukraine.
You mean openly supporting Putin?
Yes, openly supporting Putin. It'd almost be the same thing that FDR did. Because we had a very pro-fascist movement back in FDR's day, and then once we got involved in World War II, it forced our pro-fascist movement to cross swords with Germany's pro-fascist movement.
Right, and they had to shut up and get quiet. But I don't think that starting World War III is the best way to shut up the right-wingers in America, that one. Respectfully.
You know, we're getting to a point where we need to distract them with something. Because if we don't stop them from looking inwardly at an enemy, with them looking outwardly at an enemy, we could be in real trouble in this next election cycle. Yeah. And I know how draconian that sounds. I get it.
Yeah.
But these are desperate times.
Well, there is a long history of people. The Roman Empire is probably the most famous collection of stories of leaders doing this, but Edward Gibbon's, I think, The Rise and Fall of the Third, the History of the Roman Empire, I forget the title, but, that he talks about when things would go bad in the country, the emperor would figure, the Caesar would figure out, some external war to have, come up with some new enemy and go off and conquer some new land. There's an argument made that the King of France was all gung-ho for the Crusades, in the 1100s because of domestic problems. And that was a way of getting the malcontents out of France and off to the Middle East. I understand your logic.
I believe FDR did the same thing, in a sense.
I think events kind of did that for him. I mean, I realize there are Republicans who think he provoked Pearl Harbor, but I'm skeptical.
Trump was always good at white rabbits, and in a sense, this would be one giant white rabbit. I mean, yeah. If America had to concentrate on an external enemy, I think we could maybe bury our pro-fascist movement for another 80 years.
Yeah, or it could be a black swan. I mean, keep in mind, Russia has as many nuclear weapons as we have for all practical purposes.
Right.
And Putin, if Putin's backed into a corner or if he thinks he's on the verge of death and he's trying to leave some great legacy for himself or something like that, God only knows what could happen. I
don't disagree with you, but on the other hand, if he's allowed to swallow up Ukraine, God only knows what happens then.
That's a good point. Alan, thank you. Yeah. We're not going to resolve this.
Sure. but food for thought.
Yeah,
food
indeed. Thought. Good conversation. Thank you very much. Barbara in Tompkinsville, Kentucky. Hey, Barbara, what's up?
Hi. I just want to talk to you about the theme of fear being the cause of hate. and it is not. And when we say that fear is the root of hate, we are normalizing and making hate something different than it is, because we all can empathize with somebody who does something out of fear, because that's a self-protective kind of thing that is very human. Mm. But hate is not fear. Fear causes different reactions in the brain than hate. And fear causes you to want to get away from and avoid and escape. Hate is a following. Hate is a stalker that watches for the hated. A hate is a pursuing kind of thing. It is totally different than fear. It's not resentment. Now, it's like measles. There are symptoms to measles, which are runny nose, watery eyes, those kinds of things, fever, and a rash. But you cannot say that every rash is measles, or that measles is caused by a runny nose or any of that. Those are symptoms. Right. So we do have these symptoms. But hate is totally different. Hate is, well, I believe that hate is a virus. And I can say it's a virus because viruses are not living or entities. They only are defined by their behavior. That's why we can call things that attack our computer a virus, because a virus is defined by its behavior, as a narcissist is defined by its behavior.
Right.
And this virus, it goes through the very same pathogenesis as any other disease. Hate is a virus that enters through our senses. Hate is a pathogen. That pathogen is usually a hate speech that then can enter through our senses, or through a perceived injury, a breach in the skin for those who are thin skinned.
So Barbara, I get it. What provokes hate, and what makes people vulnerable to hate, if it's not fear?
Okay, I think narcissism makes people vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Narcissism already has suppressed the empathy and affects critical thinking already. So those people, the more narcissistic you are, the more vulnerable you are to the hate virus. The hate virus is out there in a pathogen that is like hate speech and all of visual and those kinds of things that gets passed. And, you know, we all have that sense that it is a disease. In 2008, Zeki and Romagna they discovered on a functional MRI the hate circuit in the brain. They can see hate in the brain, and it is not the same as fear, resentment, rage. It's different than rage, but all of those can be symptomatic once you come down with hate, the sickness. It enters the body through your senses and what you perceive. And then inside the body, in that brain circuit they saw in the brain, it suppresses empathy. If you have any left, if you're a narcissist, you don't have that much. But if you narcissism is not the diagnosis for a personality disorder, but a range of narcissism that we all have, you know. But the further you get on the range, the more susceptible.
So what is prophylactic against hate, Barbara? What can cause, you know, how can we raise our children or ourselves, for that matter, to be immune to hate?
Well, it's empathy. It's empathy. And you can see that the haters are so keyed in on empathy. I was living in Texas when the first came up about the critical race theory. And the first woman who brought that to the school board down there said, my high school boy, who's a football player, came home from school and cried when he was studying slavery. Mm-hmm. She went to the school board and said, you know, we can't have this. And they said, you know, you're making them feel, quote, uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. No, what he was feeling was empathy.
Correct.
And they
Which is a good sign. That means he's
empathy.
Emotionally healthy.
That's exactly right. But we can't have empathy when narcissists, they do not want empathy. They do not understand empathy. And they are out to destroy empathy, because that's the basis of love.
I get it.
And hate and love are in a battle.
Right. They're the antithesis of each other. Barbara, I need to move along, but thank you. That was
sure.
Very, very thoughtful analysis, and I can't punch any holes in it at all. I honor your analysis. Thank you. Vicki in Bliss, Michigan. Hey, Vicki, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Hi, just a quick question. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I was reading the 14th Amendment, Section 3, and in it, it gives a problem that you can't run if you are an insurrectionist or you've been rebelling against the U.S.
Right.
But on the very last part of it says it has a solution, but Congress may be a vote or may by a vote of 2/3 of each house remove such disability.
Correct.
So my question is, why are we going through the courts with this if the Constitution already provides a solution?
It's a good question, and it's been raised by other people, and I don't have an answer, Vicki, but you're absolutely right. The reason why they wrote that way, why they basically cut the Supreme Court out of the process, was because at the time that the 14th Amendment was written and passed, Roger Taney was still the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, and there were still multiple people on the court who, like Taney himself, were slaveholders. And they did not want those guys to be involved in the process of deciding who the president would be during Reconstruction. And so they said, you know, for this problem of an insurrectionist wanting to be, to hold any public office, if this problem is to be solved, it's to be solved by, not by the courts, but by Congress. So, you know, your point is absolutely 100% spot on. The solution is built right into Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. The Supreme Court, ever since the Marbury decision in 1803, has been basically taking responsibility for everything. And it looks like they're going to take this one on, too. But that's what it is, Vicki. Vicki, I got to run, but thank you for the call. 46 minutes past the hour. She is so right. Vicki is so right about this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Did you know that the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flax seeds, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe. No fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive. And dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Or you can shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator at their website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Association.
It's a unique opportunity to ask your questions during the Earl Ingram Show on Friday, February 9th.
The United States Senator Ron Johnson is going to be joining us here in the studio. He's going to spend an hour as we have some open dialogue. Phone lines are going to be open. We'll take some phone calls.
Join Earl and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson Friday, February 9th. The Earl Ingram Show, mornings from 8 to 10, here on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point, and I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did, and you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe.
Please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. It's no secret that some Valentine's gifts basically require no thought, you know, like flowers, right? Problem is, your special someone also knows that they require no thought. I have two awesome gift suggestions that are not only super easy to order, but you'll get rave reviews for your thoughtfulness and taste. I'm talking about super soft and luxurious loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Their popular bamboo pajama sets made from viscose from bamboo, for example, are super soft, stylish, and naturally temperature regulating, so she'll sleep comfortably, more comfortably all night. And you can't go wrong with their bamboo joggers. They have all the coziness of pajamas that she can wear just about anywhere. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. You're golden with anything you order from the Cozy Earth website this Valentine's Day. And now I can get you up to 35% off on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more, all backed by their 10-year warranty. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, and the promo code is Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 52 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Deborah in Chicago. Hey, Deborah, what's on your mind today?
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for accepting my call. You've gone over this, but as far as Trump and if he becomes a dictator, of course I don't want that. In fact, Tom, before I knew who the man was, I wasn't watching. I didn't do much watching of TV. I think I remember you with Brian Lamb in the early 2000s, but I got away from
watching. Yeah, on C-SPAN.
But yes, I loved C-SPAN. But you, with Taylor Swift, the artificial intelligence, the technology, my TV, the guys were unauthorized camera listening device, so I wouldn't listen. Look, but I would try to listen. But the question would be that if he became president, 47, and the billionaires, would they be able to rein him back in? And the reason I say this is because I'm 65, and I've always been Democratic and wanted to apply that to our community. You were talking about slum grounds or whatever. Someone mentioned about third world country. Going away to school, coming back, seeing my community in the 70s, that would make me realize things not right.
Yeah.
And for Ronner, the governor, I voted for him because it was like the Democrats, and especially Klein.
I get it, Deborah. Deborah, let me answer your question, if I may. This was the question that I was asking with the op-ed that I wrote on Monday, you know, which was, you know, will the billionaires fall into line behind Donald Trump, or are they going to do everything they can to sabotage him? And it appears that there's a big divide. We've got some right-wing billionaires who are openly, enthusiastically Donald Trump fans, and then you've got other right-wing billionaires who are very much opposed to Donald Trump. And, you know, it's they're going to have to work this out. But I don't think there's any, you know, quick or easy solutions here. Deborah, thank you for the call. Fred in Pontiac, Michigan. Hey, Fred, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, so I was really taken aback by one of the earlier callers saying how he thinks it's okay for us to start World War III. Now, a lot of us can agree that Donald Trump being back the president is not going to be the greatest thing, but I think the elimination of humanity as we know it to keep him out of office.
Probably not a good idea.
You know, it's like cutting off your nose to spite your face is the ultimate example of that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't disagree. I was not enthusiastic about the proposal. This was, you know, the earlier caller said, let's declare a no-fly zone over Ukraine. And, of course, that would bring the United States into immediate conflict with Russia. You know, I totally get it. And it's not going to happen. So I wouldn't worry too much about it, Fred. But, yeah, it was, I mean, you know, all kinds of positions get aired on this show. It doesn't mean I'm going to endorse them. Fred, thank you for the call. Jack in Minden, Nevada. Hey, Jack, what's up?
Well, I just wanted you to weigh in on the last two primaries. I've looked at the voting, and it's been very low in both South Carolina and my state of Nevada. Mm-hmm. If you thought about that or have any comments.
Well, the Democratic primary is not generating much activity because it's a foregone conclusion. You know, Joe Biden's going to be the nominee. The Republican nomination is doesn't appear to be generating a lot of activity because... you know, there's really not much of a contest there. I mean, you know, it looks like Donald Trump's just going to walk away with it. I mean, doesn't that make sense?
Well, you know, yeah, I do agree on the point that, well, why go vote if it's a foregone conclusion that right. Biden will win?
But I think when November comes and you're looking at the choice between Trump or somebody like Trump on the Republican side. And Biden, particularly with the just extraordinary things Biden has accomplished, putting our economy get back together, you know, getting our fossil fuel situation under control, working to mitigate global climate change. He's released billions of dollars, you know, released millions of people from student loan debt. He's now taking on a medical debt. I mean, there's just been a lot of great stuff that he's done. I think in the general election, you're going to see that. Enthusiasm return, Joe.
I do agree with all that. Just, you know, the only thing I will mention in Nevada, I know on the Republican side, they weren't supposed to do it, but they had a caucus for Republicans.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm Jack. I'm sorry. We're out of time. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. We'll catch up with you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. The
Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer planning a vote for Thursday on